This is the story, the life of Eleanor Roosevelt, considered by many as one of the most outstanding and unpredictable women of all time, the world's first lady. Eleanor was born in New York City on October 11th in 1884, the wife of Franklin Delano Roosevelt, 32nd President of the United States, the daughter of Elliot and Anna Hall Roosevelt. When only 9 years of age, Eleanor became an orphan and went to live with her grandmother. As a young girl, she was known to be quite shy and was aware that she was not a very pretty girl. She once told a reporter,
"A woman with the background that we grew up in was educated in order to be a success in society. You learned languages. If you were fortunate enough to be able to play the piano or sing a little bit, that was very pleasant. But everything you did was so that you would grace society, do you see?
And to be a beautiful woman would be an asset, I suppose.
And to be a beautiful woman would be an enormous asset. And all of my mother's family were beautiful. And so it was a shock to the family when I was just a very ordinary-looking little girl."
Eleanor married her fifth cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, at the age of 20, March 17th in 1905. Their children were Anna Eleanor, Franklin Delano, John, James, and Elliot. Her uncle Theodore Roosevelt, the 26th President of the United States, gave away the bride. It was only natural that her uncle, president at the time, was the center of attraction. However, this did not disturb the bride. For her, it was the happiest day of her life.
It was very funny because people were much more interested in seeing the president than they were in seeing the bride and groom. So suddenly, after everybody had passed, we were left all alone. So we went and joined the others and listened to the president telling stories.
During the reception, there were many discussions, primarily political affairs. Little did Eleanor realize that the day would come when the people of America would be listening to her speeches and discussing her role in politics. Eleanor became most active in educational, social, and political affairs. She held the honorary position as finance chairman in the women's division of the New York Democratic State Commission from 1924 to 1928, and during that same year became a member of the advisory commission in charge of women's activities for the Democratic National Campaign Commission. Mrs. Roosevelt liked to earn money, and she liked to give it away. Among her many contributions were the American Friends Service Committee and the American Red Cross. She was a member of the New York State League of Women's Voters and the Women's City Cosmopolitan 100,000 Mile Club. Lewis Howe, a former newspaper man, supervised Eleanor to edit a small monthly magazine for the women's division of the Democratic State Commission. She soon learned the technical requirements needed to edit a magazine and later became editor of a Bernard McFadden publication titled Babies, Just Babies. When her husband was stricken with infantile paralysis, Eleanor began helping him with his swimming lessons and devoted many hours of hard work teaching him to drive an automobile. She learned a great deal about politicians, how to handle campaign funds, and above all, selecting the right people who would work hard for the program. She was determined to keep her husband's name alive in politics. When Al Smith asked Mrs. Roosevelt if her husband would consider running for governor, her reply was, "Why, that's impossible, Governor." And when he asked her husband, he replied, "I'm not well enough to run." Governor Smith called Mr. Roosevelt, asking him to reconsider running for governor. The conversation was, I need you, Frank. We've got to carry on our program. You've got a great name. We believe you are the man to carry the state with a ticket to swing New York. It all depends on you. Franklin Delano Roosevelt reconsidered Al Smith's plea to run for governor. And when elected the nominee for the governorship of the state of New York, Eleanor was often approached by her husband to go to various cities, talk with the people, and find out what was going on. His feelings were, since he could not go there himself, he could rely on her to take care of the assignments.
If he wanted to discuss something, I never told him just what I thought he wanted to hear. I told him what I honestly thought. I had this horrible sense of obligation, which was bred in me. I couldn't help it.
In 1928, her husband was elected governor of the state of New York. The next step was the presidency. The Roosevelt Estate at Hyde Park in New York, with its old-fashioned music room, lovely Victorian furniture, and beautiful crystal lightings, gave it all the potentialities of beauty and character. During the Depression, Eleanor, with three of her friends, started a furniture factory to provide jobs for the unemployed. The factory was later remodeled, which she called her cottage. She acquired an artistry for homemaking, as well as rare qualities in leadership. When Franklin Roosevelt was elected the nominee for the presidency, Eleanor and her husband traveled together by car, campaigning, learning more about the American people and their ways of life. When they visited the state fair, he would shake hands with the people, while she would examine the farmers' livestock, ask questions about the school systems, and the various recreation facilities. Mr. Roosevelt once said, "You know, Eleanor really does put it over. She's got great talent with people." In 1932, Franklin Delano Roosevelt was elected the 32nd President of the United States. Mrs. Roosevelt did not want to leave New York. She told some of her friends that she had an interesting, active life, that she had made friends with women's organizations throughout the state, took part in politics, state conferences, and she taught history and political science in a girls' school. Eleanor conceived the idea that when they would move into the White House, she would have nothing to do except to entertain and preside over official dinners. The duties of a president's wife were to show no interest in political affairs. Shortly after the election of her husband to the presidency, Eleanor was asked what her feelings were now that she was the first lady. Her reply was, "But there isn't going to be any first lady. There's just going to be plain, ordinary Mrs. Roosevelt, and that's all. I never wanted it, even though some people have said that I had some such idea in the back of my mind. When I married him, I never wanted to be a president's wife, and I don't want it now. For him, of course, I'm glad. After all, I'm a Democrat, too."